The programme contains strong language and listener discretion is advised. Next up, as part of our spring season of Drama on News Talk, we continue our compelling mystery series set at the fall of the Berlin Wall, The Wall in the Mind.
The Wall in the Mind. Episode 3. No Friends Like Old Friends. Claire O'Hanlon lived in Berlin right before the fall of the Berlin Wall. Arrested in the protests against the communist East German government, Claire spent months in custody. She emerged to find the love of her life missing, and her adoptive country dissolved. Now, a quarter of a century later, Claire has returned to search for her adolescent love, Emil, whom she hopes may still be alive.
Unprecedented celebrations tonight, as after months a complete ban on GDR citizens leaving the country has been lifted, and thousands of East Berliners are pouring across the border into the British section of West Berlin. Most are just taking the opportunity to visit a city they may never have seen. A few, less certain the new travel arrangements will remain in place, are making the trip for good, dragging suitcases of their possessions behind them. The news came at... Leaving the country has been lifted. Thousands of East Berliners are...
Claire, you have a visitor.
Is it? What's his name?
Hello, Claire.
Matthias, it's so good to see you.
Yes, well, I'll leave you to it. Claire, I need you all packed up by 4 o'clock, okay? And don't forget to set aside anything you don't want for charity.
Thanks to meet you, Miss O'Hanlon.
Yes, I'll be in the living room. Call me if you need anything, Claire.
Claire, I don't know how...
I'm surprised she let you see me. It's only because we're leaving. If she knew you were at the protest when they picked me up, you wouldn't have got past the door.
Well, I said I know you from school.
So what are your plans now, Matthias? Are you still going to college, or have you got one of the coveted jobs at Mickey D's?
Claire, we had no idea they held you for so long. Everyone was thinking you've been sent to the West. We were assuming you're safe back home in Ireland.
We who?
Günther, me, Magdalene.
What about Emil?
Claire, Emil never came back after the night of the protest. We think he was arrested and they brought him to the barracks, but I spoke to everyone I could find at Neues Forum, but no sign of him.
Do you think they still have him in one of those awful places? They told me this place is worse than where I was. Places where the food is so bad, your fingernails turn yellow and your teeth fall out. They
Claire,
said that...
Hans Modrow spoke on television. All political prisoners have been released.
Is that what they're calling us?
Claire, I'm not here to make things harder for you. I'm here to say sorry and to wish you well. We should have never taken you with us that night. It wasn't your fight.
Emil took me, not you. You have to help me find him, Matthias. Mom is taking me away tonight.
You're leaving?
I don't know when I'll get back. They'll be watching me. I don't have any money. I'll try and save up.
Claire, Emil isn't coming back.
You think they killed him, don't you?
Not on purpose, maybe. Not in public. Could be one of these pigs cracked his head and things happened. I'm sorry, Claire.
It's impossible, Matthias. We spoke in prison, in Bautzen. He had the cell next to mine. We talked. Then one time he just stopped answering. They must have just let him go.
Claire, I don't think...
I know you mean well, but you're wrong. Look, Mum taped all the World Service broadcasts from the night they opened the border.
These Berliners are pouring across the border.
Claire, I don't understand anything. My English isn't very good.
Don't listen. Watch. There. You see? Behind the reporter. Second from the left on the wall.
Claire, I don't think...
I've watched this over and over. I know it's hard to see, but it's him. It's his hair, his stupid jacket. Look at the way he's holding his arm.
Claire, sweetie, this could be anyone.
I'd know him anywhere, Matthias. It's Emil.
Emil and me grew up together. He was like my brother. I wished I could tell you you were right, but this video was shot in the dark. You're pointing at a smudge 30 meters away. You are seeing what you want to see.
think you should go now.
I leave you alone, Claire. I never meant to hurt you.
You didn't hurt me, Matthäus. He did.
But you can't go dragging in every stray off the street.
No.
Claire, we're here one day and you're already wandering off of me. I had to go round Krautberg on my Todd like an absolute tool. And the next thing you turn up with this hippie looking creature.
Lower your voice. Nicole's asleep.
Who is she? I mean, she looks homeless.
She's just an old friend's daughter.
An old friend? Who's he now when he's at home?
Are you actually jealous? Oh, seriously, Stuart, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, what am I supposed to think, huh? My wife suddenly decides to run off to a foreign country, then slips away, leaving me twiddling my thumbs on the street. Next thing she turns up at some stinking hippie.
I didn't ask you to come. In fact, I specifically told you not to.
Well, it's just as well I did, isn't it? Look, otherwise I'd have no idea what's going on.
Stuart, I can't talk about this right now, okay?
No. I think we should have a good heart-to-heart right this minute.
Jesus, Stuart, leave her alone.
Excuse me, miss. Rise and shine.
Geh weg.
I think it's time for you to leave.
Claire, wer ist das?
Dieser Idiot ist mein Mann, Stuart.
Sprechen Sie English, love?
A little.
The party's over. The wife didn't let me know we're having guests and we need to have a private chat.
Warum würde mich wecken, wenn ein privates Gespräch haben wollte, Spinner?
What's she saying?
That's enough, Stuart. We're leaving.
Ist besoffen? Wie spät ist es überhaupt?
Oh, no. You're not going anywhere. I'm not letting you out of my sight again.
What are you going to do, Stuart? Thump me?
Oh, hold on now. I never said anything like that.
Ich geh schon. Claire, war mir ein Vergnügen.
Ja, ich komme mit.
Ja, wie du willst.
Claire, you're behaving like a lunatic.
Weißt du, wir haben auch ein Frauenhaus im Kollektiv.
Yeah, that won't be necessary.
Claire!
I don't know why you wanted to come back with me. They keep my dad locked up for at least a couple more days. They always do.
This isn't the first time.
Matthäus has been in and out of jail ever since Philip died. I think it helps him to have a distraction.
When did your father pass away?
You know, I don't want to talk about that. Especially not with some random woman who's pumping me for information. You said your dad's friend? Why, before yesterday, I haven't even heard of you. How come you never visited? What are you? Some privileged old sow who realized that her big house doesn't make her happy and decided to find herself? You know, we get people like you now and then, dropping by, looking for an alternative, looking for something edgy to make the life feel more fulfilled. But this isn't some eat, pray, love fantasy. We live in Oranje because we refuse to live the worthless life you do, no matter how hard they try to make us.
Are you quite finished?
Yeah, well, why are you here? If you want to take part, if you want to play act dropping out, then fine. There's work to be done. We need volunteers. In the crush, in the kitchen, in the kindergarten. What would you be useful for? Is there actually anything you can do? Or did you spend the past 40 years practicing tax avoidance and how to prepare the perfect dinner party?
You know, you're right. I probably would be useless to you. I've spent far too little time in the lab and far too much in front of the computer.
You're a scientist?
Research psychologist. I teach in the university in Maynooth.
So you're a pseudoscientist?
I thought you people all practiced Reiki and homeopathy.
You people?
Oh, activists, hippies, whatever.
Are you for real? I shouldn't have come here. I don't care if you're dad's friend.
Look, I didn't mean anything by it. Some of my students are anarchists. I envy their passion, even if I do find them remarkably naive.
So what, you're going to study us? Write some papers about German deviants and extremists?
Nicole, there is really no need for you to be so defensive. I appreciate your hospitality. I'm not here to research your collective or to join it.
Then what do you want?
I'm looking for someone. An old friend your father and I knew. A long time ago.
And you thought he lived here?
I was hoping he might. He used to be very politically active back in the day. I thought that maybe this was the kind of place he'd end up.
What? A dumping ground for old radicals? Is that how you see us? Do you know that the most people here are under 30?
Or that maybe your father might know something?
If you try to question people, to get them to help you to find someone, then you have even worse luck than if you just try to burn some patchouli and hook up with an activist. People here are suspicious with good reason, Claire. Those pigs in the Bundestag tried to wipe out the occupied houses for years.
Well, why should they care?
Are you being serious?
Think about the corporate HQ they could build up here. Imagine the revenue.
So you'd prefer your city to stay depressed? Nicole, people need jobs.
Yeah, there you go, drinking the Kool-Aid. This city has been quote-unquote depressed since 50 years, and you know what that meant? That meant ordinary people could actually live here, make arts, pay their rents, raise their families. You had the economic miracle in Ireland. How's that working out for you?
Oh, that's not a reason to resort to extremism.
Extremism? Do you know what we do here, Claire? We teach people. You see in there through that glass. Who do you think those people are?
I suppose they look like members of the Islamic community.
Yeah, how politically correct. You know, most people here don't speak German. They come from Syria or Eastern Europe. We teach them. We help them to apply for asylum. We have a creche where the babies can stay, while they get to work, for whatever minimum wage mag job they need to get by.
It all sounds very utopian.
Don't patronize me, Claire. You still haven't told me why you came back. If my dad gets back, I'll make sure to pass on the address of the fancy hotel that's providing the feather mattress for your refined ass to recline on. I have things to do, classes to teach, doors and windows those cop assholes kicked in to put back together, so if you don't mind,
I... Look, look, I didn't come back here to speak with your father. Nicole, I wanted to ask you a favor.
Now we are getting somewhere. What is it? What do you want? But if I know that person you're looking for, I have to say I probably won't tell you.
I thought you might say that, but no, you don't know him. I was hoping you might take me somewhere where they will.
Why would I do that?
Because I think now he might have been an informer. And I don't think they'll tell me if I ask.
And this building once housed the main archives and records of the State Security Service of the former German Democratic Republic. The State Security Service...
Claire, I am sorry. They kept me waiting for an hour and then they wouldn't even show me my dad's file. They wanted a written permission, a million forms.
It's all right, Nicole. I got what I came here for.
I don't understand. Was there something about your boyfriend on the tour?
I wasted your time, I'm afraid. I can't believe I didn't think of it earlier. I guess because I'm not German, it didn't even occur to me.
Claire, what are you talking about?
They had a file on me here too, Nicole. All I had to do was ask for it.
Is that a copy? May I see? Claire O'Hanlon, hostile negative person, is that your epigraph? There's so much here.
Yeah, well, they asked a lot of questions.
Look, I'm sorry, I was just curious. I don't need to see any of this.
Go ahead, it doesn't matter. Only this part matters.
I don't get it. What am I reading?
You see there? The black bar? Emil's name is redacted. There. 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 Everywhere it turns up. I checked with the authorities. It means he was probably with them, the government, and not just an informer. He must have been somebody important.
That's insane.
I should have known. I mean, I suspected. I still need to know what happened to him, why he did what he did.
Isn't there anything in there?
Oh yeah, sure, there's a reason. It says, held on discretion of the investigating officer.
Maybe you could find him, the officer in charge. I mean, no. No, that's not a good idea. I've heard about people meeting the man who questioned them. And then, you know...
Falling apart? Oh, don't worry. I've already had my breakdown. What harm can another one do? But his name isn't in there either. They said that was unusual. He must have been someone pretty important. Someone high up in the party.
Maybe you could start with the place they held you first. You and Dad. After the arrests. The barracks at Mörderberg.
I'm sure it's just a ruin. Have you been there?
Oh, hell no. There are enough abandoned places in Berlin to party in.
It doesn't sound like the best idea.
The place is abandoned. What's there to be afraid of?
I don't know. Squatters?
You're incorrigible, Claire. Squatters don't live in ruins. We rebuild them. There is just nothing there. Just graffiti and abandoned buildings full of asbestos. Just enough to creep the hell out of you, even if you...
Even if you were never tortured there. Nicole, don't worry about it. I can manage. I'll be fine.
You don't have to beg. I come with you. Google Maps says it should be just up here on the right. Do you recognize anywhere?
I'm afraid not. We were blindfolded. And I don't think there were any windows in the van.
That's horrible. Is that what happened to my dad too?
I don't know. I think so. We've never spoken about it. I left Berlin pretty quickly after I got out.
Are you sure you still want to do this?
There's a break in the fence up ahead.
Okay, follow my lead. We wait for the traffic to stop for a sec and then we walk slowly until... No, run!
This is it?
I think.
I don't know. They're all so similar. It was down in one of these basements. First interrogation went on for a day, and every time they thought I was holding back anything. They'd phone someone up in a different room and beat up one of my friends.
Did they hurt my dad?
Everyone. I couldn't do anything to help. I don't think they were allowed to beat me because I was a foreigner. I'd have preferred that. They made me listen while they hurt my friends. Oh, we should have brought a torch.
He never said anything. All those years, he never told me about it.
We arrived at a garage. They had these bags over our eyes and they pulled them off under the lights. They made us strip while they searched us.
We shouldn't have come here.
I'll be okay. At least the smell is gone. Horrible. The stench of disinfectant. Anyway, this place wasn't so bad. Not compared to what came after.
Is it bringing back anything? Being here?
Just the usual feeling. Like a human time machine. Getting older means you can travel back further in your mind. Visit strange places where everyone's wearing old-fashioned clothes. Meet phantoms.
And what do the ghosts have to say?
Here. Help me move this cabinet. It's blocking the stairs. I want to go down into the basement.
Hey, Claire, what's that? There, stuck to the shelf.
Hannah Baumann?
It looks like an ID card. Maybe a vandal left it.
I don't think so. This looks old, Claire. I think it's DDR era.
You think she worked here?
That's so strange to imagine. People coming in every day, filing and typing for monsters, like an ordinary job. Come to think of it, that's exactly like an ordinary job.
I've never met a monster, Nicole. Only people. If the Stasi weren't human, then none of us are. You know, she looks like she's late 40s in the picture. This woman, she might still be alive.
So what, you think she was some secretary?
If it's here we were held, here or one of the other buildings in this complex, well, she might have some idea of who was in charge, who the interrogators were.
That's 10 years, Clara.
Oh, just, I need to try.
Well, this is Germany. The past is never deeper than a couple of feet from the surface.
So, how do we find her?
Facebook.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I figured she'd still live around here. These little eastern towns never change. Most people don't bother moving. They probably lived here under the Reich, the communists, the EU, just minding their own business.
She's not here. We should go.
These creepy old barracks you could face, but you're worried about some old woman?
Hello?
Hannah? Hannah Baumann?
There's a sign if you missed it. No leaflets and no soliciting. I don't vote, so I don't want to hear anything about it.
We are not selling anything, Frau Baumann. May we please come in?
Am I in trouble? I told the man from the gas company. I've posted the check.
Frau Baumann, did you work by chance at the barracks in the late 1980s?
No, I was an office administrator at the college beside the barracks. What is this all about?
Some of your neighbors recommended that we speak with you. They said you were a model citizen when you worked at the college.
Can I get you both some tea? It must have been the medal they were thinking of. Let me see if I can find it. The party gave it to me in 1981 for special service and dedication.
I didn't think anybody still remembered. It's lovely to think that people are still interested. There's so much nonsense in the paper these days.
Yes, in fact, it was a senior figure at the barracks who recommended we speak with you.
At the barracks? Who could that be? The barracks is closed. Horrible place. They need to knock it down.
I see you have a lot of wonderful photographs, Frau Baumann.
Oh, yes, yes. This is my husband. He was an engineer. And this is my son. He's a scientist. He works with computers in Stuttgart. He was always so clever.
He looks just like his father.
Joseph passed away. It's his anniversary on the 4th of June.
You were a very beautiful young woman, Frau Baumann.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I was always very plain.
No, you dress so well. You look very professional. It appears you had a lot of responsibility.
Well, I was personal assistant to Captain Schneider. He was a very important man. I think I have a photograph of the award ceremony. Let me see. Oh yes, here it is. It was held in the town hall and a man from the general secretary's office came to award the medal. It was a marvelous occasion.
And who's this handsome fellow over here? He looks so distinguished.
But that's Herr Becker. Oh, he was very proper. He would examine everyone's desk in the morning. And if you had one scrap of paper from the day before, one form out of place, you would get a citation. Awful man.
Peter Becker?
Let me think. I am pretty sure Herr Becker's name was Kurt. Kurt Becker, yes. Who did you say you were again, miss? My son will be along in a couple of minutes. He works with computers.
I'm sorry we took up so much of your time.
You never had your tea?
Claire, are you all right?
You're shaking.
That was him, Nicole.
Who?
The man in the picture. It was him. Kurt Becker. The man who tortured me.
The Wall in the Mind was recorded on location for News Talk by Dead Medium Productions. The cast were Jasmine Gleason, Mia Gallagher, Sebastian Conlon, Janine Durkop, James O'Connor, Dominic Turkowski, Sven Moritz, Aidan Jordan, Andrew Deering, Dagmar Barr, and Helena Clark. Sound engineer was Colm Coyne, theme music by Ewan Henley. Additional music by Deandrin and Sandow. The program was produced, directed, written, and edited by Gareth Stack.
You're listening to The Wall in the Mind on News Talk 106 to 108.